Welcome to In the Clear, Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio, with your hosts, Dr. John A. Oliver and Willie Anderson. Hello, this is Willie Anderson. I'm in here with the good brother, Dr. Oliver. Hey there, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
I'm glad you're back. So let's let the folks know where you've been.
Okay, so I had a chance to go to ASALA. ASALA stands for the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. They had their centennial annual meeting and conference in Atlanta, Georgia. So I was there. You had a chance to meet many of the presenters, some of the authors, some community activists, some leaders, some young people. It was just a great time all around. And I'm really excited to share with you what I learned while I was there.
Hotlanta. So it had to be an exciting time.
Hotlanta. It was exciting. You know, Atlanta is a very vibrant city. There's a lot of things going on. It was just good to be back. You know, that was my old stomping grounds. You know, I got to drop this in.
Stomp.
You know, as a Morehouse graduate, you know,
stomp,
I spent
stomp.
many days, many years in the great ATL. But I'm glad to be here in the ATX on the ITC in the Clear Show.
All right. So back to ASALA.
ASALA. So what do you want to know?
I want to know, who are some of the folks you talked with and some of the topics that were discussed?
The interview that I'm so excited about and I'm really looking forward to sharing with the audience is a short interview with Congressman John Lewis. It was awesome. You know, I was walking back to the hotel preparing for the evening gala. And lo and behold, right in the parking lot waiting for, you know, valet was Congressman John Lewis.
Awesome.
And so I walked up. I was like, excuse me, Congressman, I just want to say hello, and thank you for your legacy. Thank you for the work that you've done and the work that you're doing. And if you would not mind, would you take a picture with me?
Okay.
You know, I had to go there. You know, a lot of times people, they say, well, I don't take pictures. I'm not starstruck. But I had to stop and just shake this man's hand because of his legacy, because of who he is, what he stands for, and what he's doing for today.
Excellent. That sounds like a great opportunity. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that.
So right after the picture, I was like, okay, Congressman, in addition to being a professor at Texas State and working with young people and just being a community-involved person, I also co-host a show in Atlanta. And he said, in Austin. And he said, well, I have a good friend there, Congressman Lloyd Doggett. I was like, that's our congressman, exactly. So I told him about the show, and I asked if he would be willing to do a short interview and just say hello to the audience.
Well, let's hear what y'all had to say.
All right, let's hear. Here it is.
Hello, Dr. Oliver. It's good to be with you and be with your listener of the Clear Show. Welcome to Atlanta. Welcome to a city that helped change not just the South, but helped change America.
I'm at a loss of words, and that rarely happens as a professor. So for my audience, if they didn't catch your voice, introduce yourself, tell us who you are, and a little bit about what you want us to know.
I'm John Lewis. I grew up in rural Alabama, 50 miles from Montgomery, outside of a little place called Troy. My father was a sharecropper, but in 1944, when I was 4 years old, and I do remember when I was four, he had saved $300, and with the $300, he bought 110 acres of land. We still own that land. Growing up there, I saw those signs that said white men, colored women, white waiting, colored waiting. Now, I asked my mother, asked my father, asked my grandparents, why? And they said, that's the way it is. Don't get in the way. Don't get in trouble. But I heard of Rosa Parks. I heard the words of Martin Luther King Jr. on old radio. The action of Rosa Parks and the words and leadership of Dr. King inspired me. I started sitting in, later going on the Freedom Ride, later participating in the March on Washington. I was the youngest speaker. I spoke number 6, Dr. King spoke number 10. Out of the 10 people that spoke that day, I'm the only one still around. I was one of the leaders of the march from Selma to Montgomery with another young man named Jose William. And we were beaten, left bloody on Bloody Sunday, almost died on that bridge. And I lived to see the election of President Barack Obama as President of the United States. I served in the Congress for almost 30 years. The people of this country and this people of Georgia been very, very good to me. And I try to do everything to help make America better by bringing people together. And it doesn't matter whether they're black or white, Latino, Asian American, or Native American. We're one people, we're one family. We all live in the same house, the American house, the world house.
I appreciate you for your legacy, your humility, and just the work that you've done. And I just want to say thank you face to face. And if I could have you say something to our young people, our middle school, high school students, and college students, what would be a message that you'd like to leave them with?
My message is very simple to our young people, to our students. Learn as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Study. We didn't have social media. We didn't have Facebook. Never heard of the internet growing up. But you have all of this new technology, and you must use it for good. Never become bitter. Never be hostile. Never lose faith. Keep your eyes on the prize and dream dreams and make those dreams become true.
I conclude my show, and I'll conclude with you as I always do with those I speak with. I ask for one song that would go along with the segment that our listening audience has just heard. What would you suggest?
I love We Shall Overcome. It was the theme song of the movement during the sit-ins, during the Freedom Ride, during the march from Selma to Montgomery, during the march on Washington. And it is this belief that we shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome.
Thank you. And you are in the clear.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank Good you. To see you.
Thank you.
shall overcome. You are listening to In the Clear Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio. I'm Willie Anderson.
And this is the good brother, Dr. Oliver. That was the Morehouse College Glee Club performing We Shall Overcome, 2009, at the Candle in the Dark Gala. The Candle in the Dark Gala is an annual celebration that's held at Morehouse College during the homecoming week. It celebrates the accomplishments of many activists, scholars, and just community members who've made contributions to society. I selected that version of the song for several reasons. The Asala Conference was held in Atlanta. Congressman John Lewis mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He also mentioned the legacy of the civil rights movement, and it also helped set up the next segment. I had the opportunity to speak with several scholars, several community activists, several leaders, several authors, and several Morehouse men. As you know, I am a graduate of Morehouse College.
Yes, we do know that now.
I will not let anyone forget that.
And we shall not.
Because I'm not going to let you forget it.
We shall not forget.
Okay. So the next segment is from an interview with Mukasa Dada, a.k.a. Willie Ricks.
So let's hear more about who Dada is, or a.k.a. Willie Ricks.
Okay. Mukasa is a civil rights activist. He's a community organizer, and he's been a leader in the civil rights struggle and a struggle for justice for all people for a long time.
So I understand you actually had a chance to know him even before your recent trip to Atlanta.
Right. While I was at Morehouse, you'd eat in the cafeteria. And so you're there, you're conversing with your brothers, you know, and you're just chilling in between classes. So one Saturday, I remember this older gentleman coming into the cafeteria. And he walks in. I'm thinking he's a professor or something, you know, he's gray hair, locks, and he has on a daishiki. And he puts his fist up and he says, "Uhuru, African." Mm. And so some of the other brothers would say, "Uhuru, Mukasa." But I'm new. I didn't know who he was. And so he walks up. He says, "Uhuru, African, do you even know you're African?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I know I'm African here in America. Why do you say?" And then he just starts sharing this history of the movement and the struggle. And he puts us in check. So we had our formal education in the classroom. But when we entered into the cafeteria, Mukasa would sometimes be there. And so Mukasa was a member of SNCC, S-N-C-C, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And he actively planned and organized in sit-ins, marches, public demonstrations throughout Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, and Mississippi. And so he's this intellectual figure who's been around for decades.
Decades. Walking history.
Walking history. And not the kind of history that's sterile and subtle. He's direct. He's up front to the point where when he was in SNCC, his activism was so aggressive that sometimes they had to separate. And so he separated and split with them and ended up becoming a part of the Panther Party, along with his colleague Stokely Carmichael, who, you know, was one of the founders for SNCC and also a member of the Panther Party. And he coined and help organize a slogan, Black Power. And I have an interview with Mukasa Dada.
Let's hear about this. Black Power.
Uhuru. So I'm going to give you the premise. So the name of the station is K-A-Z-I, Kazi. You know, work, Kazi, Swahili, right? Mm-hmm. And Austin Community Radio, 88.7 okay. FM, Austin. And so the show that I host is called In the Clear. Community Learning Exchange Advocacy Radio, okay. Bringing the CLE to your ear. And the premise of the show, bring these insights from communities, bring the insight from conferences, you know, scholars and activists like yourself, who I've had the honor of interacting with as an undergraduate at Morehouse College. So I got my formal education in the classroom. But then on the yard is where I got the real life application from you. And the real life application for my brothers and what was happening, not only at the local level, but on a global level.
My name is formerly known Willie Ricks of SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And I changed my name to Mukasa Dada. I was in the sit-in movement back in 1960. And I joined SNCC when it was forming. And I went across the South, across the country, fighting in the civil rights movement.
So what was one of the most important instances or significant moments that shaped what you do now?
I had so many. I was getting in the demonstration. Changed my life forever from the day the first day I got in the march. It changed me forever. And then I was in a rebellion. I was in the first rebellion that take place in the civil rights movement, sit-in movement, and
what
then
was that?
In Chattanooga, Tennessee. Uh-huh. And then Dr. King rushed in there and talked to me and got me and hooked me up with a young group that was forming. And he told me that I was too militant to be with him, but he knew of another young group that was getting together called SNCC. And he introduced me to SNCC back in 1962. And the rest is history.
So what are you doing now?
Same thing I was doing back in 1962, organizing my people, fighting for the freedom and liberation of our people, fighting for justice for our people.
So what's the most pertinent topic that we need to pay attention to?
Africa, our land, our culture, our history, our roots. Africa is the basis of our freedom. Africa have all the resources in the world, diamonds, gold, oil, rubber, zinc, tea, copper, coltans, and millions of other natural resources, and this land belonged to us. It's one of the greatest civilizations in the world. We started mathematics, science, chemistry, engineering, biochemistry, nuclear physics, law for life, music, medicine, art. We built the first university in the world, Ghana, Kemet, Zimbabwe, and hundreds of other great kingdoms throughout the continent of Africa. We dealt with astronomy, astrology. We had our own gods, many gods. Monotheism starts in Africa. So our history is the greatest weapon that we could ever have, and we need to use our history to unite us, bring us together, and make us love each other.
So we've been disconnected from that history, from that heritage, from that lineage for so long. How do we as Africans in America get back to that heritage that truly belongs to us?
Go back to the philosopher Marcus Garvey and W.B. Du Bois and study the philosopher of Pan-Africanism that link us up with our brothers, don't care where they live, in the Caribbean, South America, Central America, or Africa, or Europe, wherever we live as a people, we are Africans, and that Africa is the primary source for our freedom and liberation, don't care where we live anywhere, whether it's on the continent of Africa or outside of Africa. We are still Africans, and we will never be free until Africa is free. We can never find freedom within the United States, Democrat, Republican, or the capitalistic system. We can never find freedom because these are the people that put us in slavery, and they continue to oppress us. And everybody that gained freedom or get freedom, they have to fight and win that freedom. China had to fight and win that freedom. Vietnamese had to fight and win that freedom. And all over the world, people are fighting to win their freedom and to stop colonialism and imperialism from raping and robbing and taking their resources and laboring their people for nothing. So the only way we're going to be free is a total liberation and unification of Africa. We are Africans, and until Africa's free, we'll never be free.
Some would say, well, we've been fighting since we came here.
Yes,
so
sir.
How come we haven't achieved the things that we should achieve from the fight?
Well, it's just a long fight, and you don't judge people by the height they achieve. You judge them by the depth which they have come, and we're deep down into slavery, and even though we've come up, we're still in slavery. And we'll never be free until we have to keep fighting. And this might be some people want it to be a 100-year fight, 200-year fight, 500-year fight, or a 1,000-year fight. We don't care how long. We know that one day Africa will be free and we'll be liberated. So we have to fight to take that land back. Like the Chinese had to fight and take China back, Koreans had to fight and take Korea back, we have to fight and take Africa back.
Well, we can't fight to take Africa back from these shores.
Marcus Garvey, to show you what I mean, Marcus Garvey, born in Jamaica, came to the United States, built the world's largest movement, the United Negro Improvement Association, built the Back to Africa movement, did more work for Africa than anybody that ever lived, and taught us and guided us toward Africa more than anybody. And he's one of our strongest African advocates, and he influenced the whole African world and made changes and made people strong all over the world, like Kwame Nkrumah, Sekou Toure, Lumumba, Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam. So Marcus Garvey never set foot on Africa, but he did more for Africa than any other African leader.
What would you say for the new generation, this now generation, the youth?
Well, it's just they're part of Africa. It's just Africa is the roots, and the new generation is just the fruits that's growing from those roots. And that even though those roots have been divided and broke up
and the culture and the history has been taken away, and they have confused our people through their propaganda. We're still African. We still the apple still belong to the roots of the apple tree, and that our young people have to be given Africa. And Malcolm say Africa is a history. History is our greatest weapon. So our job is to give our children their true, loving history, the history of their culture and their people. And if we give them their history, it'll guide them to Africa. And once they see Africa, they'll know that we have to free it and liberate it. Because right now, Africa is still being raped by Europe and the United States and other forces. As we talk, they're putting AfricaCon in Africa. They're putting drones and other stations in Africa. And Africa will be probably the world's next largest major war. And we will fight them and we will defeat them. Matter of fact, Sekou Toure says that imperialism, which the United States and Europe are imperialist nations, that imperialism will find its grave in Africa. Mm-hmm. And Kwame Nkrumah says that African freedom fighters are up in arms all over the world, whether it be in Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Brazil, Colombia, Cuba, the continent of Africa, or anywhere else in the world. African freedom fighters are up in arms, and we will lay our lives down before we lay our guns down. So freedom fighters are rising, and it's just a matter of time before we get organized, even though imperialism is doing everything to keep us divided and keep us confused and keep us from linking to our African culture and keeping African people from linking up back up together from around the world. They're doing everything to keep that from happening. Every president, all of them try to do that. But we are fighting to bring it together. Du Bois tried to bring it together. Paul Robeson tried to bring it together. Marcus Garvey tried to bring it together. Kwame Nkrumah, Sekou Toure, and thousands of others, millions of others, have continued to try to do it. And one day, these bones go in the valley going to come back together.
I usually end my segments by asking, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you want to share? Or do you have any questions for me?
Well, I just say that I'm a soldier, I'm a freedom fighter. I represent Martin King, and I've been carrying on for Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, A$AP Brown, who they got in prison during life, Lumumba, Sekou Toure, and I honor and love Fidel Castro and the Cuban Revolution, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, and all freedom fighters throughout the world. And we're fighting a world fight against imperialism. It's the poor people versus the rich people, the haves versus the have-nots, the oppressed versus the oppressor. And I'm just one person that's fighting the oppressor. And that I've met you at Morehouse College when you were a student, and I told you pretty much the same thing I'm telling you now. And years later, you come back, and now you're teaching and letting people know all about some of the things we talked about at Morehouse College in the cafeteria sitting at the lunch counter. And we all said Uhuru. Uhuru means freedom. And so I just say Uhuru to all the people in Texas and all the people around the world that can hear the voice of a freedom fighter. My name is Mukasa Dada.
The last question.
Yes, sir.
Now, with this being radio, people are used to hearing talk, they're used to hearing interviews, but they're also accustomed to hearing music.
Mm-hmm.
So what song or songs should I also have accompanying this segment?
Bob Marley. What's that? We Songs of Freedom?
Mm.
That's all I ever sing. Bob Marley.
Thank you so much, good brother.
Well, thank you, Brother African. Thank African people, and thank all the people that are struggling and hungry and fighting and trying to figure out how we're going to get free. And thank all my people for allowing me to serve you. And I certainly hope you allow me to serve you to be able to give my life in your name like Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
You are now in the clear.
Thank you, African.
Uhuru.
Uhuru, Africans.
Uhuru, good brother.
That means freedom.
Freedom. Freedom words. Power.
And now it's time to hear what Mukasa suggested for us, Redemption Song by Bob Marley.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of In the Clear. I'm Willie Anderson.
And I'm the good brother, Dr. Oliver.
Uhuru.
Uhuru.
We're in the clear.
Yesterday, Rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. we forward in this generation, triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.